Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email on Sunday. Bill Hubbard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. William S. Hubbard is the author of The New Battle over Workplace Privacy and a number of other books. And he's the human resources expert in our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, longtime original member of our Brain Trust. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Bill. Bill, one of the things that's going on right now is a little bit of inflation. And in some ways, it's a good thing. And the reason is because, as you know, for the last three or so years, up until this year, small businesses had no pricing power. We couldn't. Yeah. Some of our expenses were going up, but we couldn't raise our prices. And so now it looks like people are raising their prices a little bit. And it looks like, and with oil prices going up, inflation is going up a little bit and that sort of thing. So the Fed's a little bit worried about inflation right now. They're not worried, but they're watching it. They're keeping their eye on it. One of the things that they're keeping an eye on, and they always have kept an eye on, is the rising price of wages. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you track every day, isn't it?
Well, not quite every day, but every month
every other day. Work with me here, Bill.
Frequently.
Okay, good.
Monitor it very readily. There's a lot of issues that are out there, and I keep track of that. One of the thoughts that I put down in terms of our discussion today was the idea of your employees track it too, and there's resources out there for the employee that they can go to the internet job sites. And a lot of the internet job sites have information on what I call a salary calculator. And it asks the individual, put in your job title, and we'll identify what you should be making in the marketplace.
So instead of the old days where on Wednesday night or Friday night after work, you know, over a beer, a couple of guys sitting around the table, you know, comparing salary and comparing their stubs, their pay stubs, and somebody getting indignant because somebody down the road makes more than he does and he ought to be making the same amount of money. Instead of that, you're saying that employees have gone high-tech on us.
Well, that's true. And then probably both issues happen after that discussion in the
Well, what they do,
bar,
what they do
go
Bill, is they
check
go
the internet.
They go to a cafe hotspot and plug up their laptops and look at it together.
Yeah, there you go. And then they find this information that says, well, gee, this is what your occupation is supposed to be making. And then they're getting upset that, I'm not making that much. And then they come marching in the next day and present their findings to the boss.
Hmm.
So that's part of our new world these days, is there's a ton of information out there on the internet. And certainly, I guess my advice to the small business owner is make sure that you're tapping into that same source of information or better sources of information that are out there as well, so that you're in a position to effectively deal with your employees and respond to the issue and manage your human resources and control your salary costs.
So what we need to be able to do is be a little bit ahead of our employees. Don't be naive about what they may be, what they're seeing, and be prepared so that if they do come to you and say, hey, what's going on here, then you can at least explain to them, you know, well, look, you know, for one thing, you're working for a small business here.
Right.
Because I wonder about those programs you're talking about, the computer references that you're talking about. Do they compare jobs in the same sectors of the marketplace? I mean, you know, if you're a vice president of marketing for a 10-person company or a 20-person company, that's going to be a different compensation package than if you're a VP of marketing for a 500-employee company.
It is a significant difference, and certainly companies pay difference in terms of how they handle their benefits. So it's important for the business owner to have some idea in mind in terms of how they're going to respond to that issue. basically what that information is, and I'm saying this kind of from my estimation of it. I haven't really set up one of these or seen how they're set up, but common sense tells me that this is not likely to be detailed, localized salary survey data that organizations can purchase, mm-hmm. but rather a national database that's drawn from probably government resources.
So you're saying it could be misleading from a size standpoint, but from a regional standpoint.
From a regional standpoint, and also in terms of from an occupational standpoint, because there are so many hundreds of jobs, and rather than maintain a database that has all of these, every single different job, they're more likely to be job categories. So when you're looking at, say, a vice president of marketing number, you may be seeing information in there that relates to a marketing manager, marketing specialist, VP of marketing, a wide variety of different titles that go into that broad category of jobs. So that's not likely to be a good, clear match in terms of the job definition. Likewise, it's not likely to reflect the geographical differences in pay. And as we all know, or we certainly I know, dealing with salary issues, compensation is much higher in the major cities. It's much higher, like, for example, in New York and Los Angeles, as compared to Podunk in Middle America.
Absolutely.
And so there are significant geographical differences that affect pay. And those kinds of issues and that degree of detail just is not going to be available cost-effectively on a public, plug-in-your-number kind of a website.
Right. Where are some of those locations? Where are some of those sites? Can you give us a couple of them so we can check them out?
For the free ones or the
yeah.
other resources?
Yeah.
The ones that I typically see is every once in a while, I'll check resumes on monster.com is one of the big ones. Career Builder is another one in the area here. So a couple of these, they have the job search information. Then usually there's a bullet in there somewhere that says, want to check your salary? And then you click on that, and through one or two further clicks, it asks you then to identify what is your job. It may ask you to identify what area you're from. And then it pops up with a number that is supposedly the value of what your job is.
You know, Bill, with these things, when I see this kind of information available for companies' financial information, they're broken down into quartiles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see where some of these job search companies would favor the upper quartile in their responses to make people think, hey, maybe these guys can get me a job like that. Hold on to that thought. I want you to respond to that when we come back after these messages. Tony, after we're visiting with our good friend Bill Hubbard. He's helping us manage our employees. Right after these messages, we'll be right back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend William Hubbard. Bill Hubbard is our guest. He's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, and he's got an outstanding book out on medical privacy. Bill, give us the title of that book.
Medical Privacy Rule Guide for Employers and Healthcare Providers. It helps sort through the complex issues of the HIPAA medical privacy regulation that affects not only the healthcare industry, but it also literally affects every employer who has interaction regarding their employees and the doctor in terms of just getting a doctor's note for just about any kind of an issue. So this is a good topic to be aware of so that you can you continue to deal with those issues that you work with in the workplace.
You know, Bill, every day, and I tell you what, I want to finish up on the other thing because I want to come back and mention the medical privacy thing before we go. But yeah. Let's, by the way, give us your website, please.
Hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. And then there's a link to the medical privacy website that I have up also as well, which has an e-based commerce web store, a HIPAA compliance store, that has a number of resources on the HIPAA issue. And soon we're going to add some additional points as well.
All right. Check that out, folks. That's Hubbard with two B's and two T's, .com. Bill, let's get back to what I was asking you a minute ago. About how the online job seeking job help companies like Monster and some of the others, if they're putting some kind of a program up there to help you see how you're faring with other people, they're bound to be putting up the higher end of the quartile, the top quartile of those jobs, to make anybody putting their numbers in there maybe come up a little bit lower and say, well, you know, maybe I'll call these guys and see if they can get me one of those jobs. What do you think?
Well, that certainly is a possibility.
I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that these numbers break out into quartiles, and you can either use a lower quartile or a mid quartile or an upper quartile.
That's true.
And so they have every right to use the other one. I just think we need to point out to everybody, you know what? That may be the top 5% in the nation.
That's a possibility, and from my standpoint as a compensational specialist, that's the one key issue that I raise when somebody comes into my office with referring to one of those survey sources, is I'm saying, well, we don't really know what that number is, what that number constitutes, where it comes from, how it's derived at, whether it's the top quartile, whether it's the bottom quartile, or whether it's the median.
Mm-hmm.
So, and good survey data does break this information out, and then the employer can decide which area of the market they want to match and set their salaries against. So certainly you raise a good point that the data could be skewed to the high side to motivate the job seeker to use that source to seek further work. And from an employer standpoint, obviously you want to match salaries. And one of the things that I recommend to employers is there's a number of salary survey sources that are out there, and it's good to tap into, from my standpoint, I like to use two or three of them, and monitor what's happening in the marketplace, and then help an employer set up a compensation plan that shows them where their salaries fit in the market and where they want to be, and then guide them into getting their pay levels to the level that they need to be at.
Well, exactly. And, you know, this is an area, as I mentioned earlier, this is an area that small business owners typically don't do very, very well in, and that is not only the human resources part. We're just not as sophisticated as we need to be, but also in the compensation part of it. We sort of compensate people sort of from the hip, don't we, a lot of times? I mean, I don't mean from the pocketbook. I mean, we sort of shoot from the hip a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good phrase that I typically use, too, is they shoot from the hip. They kind of measure the marketplace, stick a finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing, and try to offer the least amount that they feel they can get away with. And there's a lot of kind of market-based assessment of, well, gee, what can we get this guy for, or what can we get this woman for, and try to keep that cost in line. But there's really not looking at the big picture of how all of the salaries intermatch with each other, how employees within the organization or within the department, how their salaries compare, and then how we really match to the industry in the area. And really setting that up and doing a pay study gives you the confidence to know we've got our pay level set right, we know where we fit in the marketplace, we've assigned value to these jobs. If you want to get more money, then here's what you do within the organization in terms of gaining more responsibility to gain additional funds at the end of the year.
Well, the key is, folks, let's all try to improve our professionalism and the level of sophistication that we have with regard to finding, hiring, keeping, and compensating our people. It can be done. It's not that hard to do. You can just do a little research, and with the web now, Bill, and with resources like you have on your website at Hubbard.com, they can find these things. And I'd like to encourage all of us to do that. Bill, we got a little bit less than a minute. Quickly on medical privacy, by now just about everybody should have run into, if not afoul of, the medical privacy issues, the HIPAA law. Because even if you take a relative to the hospital, they're not going to give everybody the information, are they?
That's correct. If you're in the healthcare industry, the key thing that you need to have is a privacy notice. If you're the rest of us that are dealing with employees and dealing on a kind of a sideline basis with getting health information, that we need to have a health disclosure authorization with which the employee signs information over, allowing the doctor to release information to us for business purposes, such as drug screen information, physical exam information, doctor's note for medical leave.
And Bill, I got to wrap it up, but all that stuff's in your book, and it's also available on your website. Give it to us again.
It's Hubbard.com, and that will give you a link to medicalprivacy.info.
Two B's, two T's. Thanks, Bill. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always glad to be here.
Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, with Andrew Sherman right after these messages, 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.